Welcome to Ag Matters, covering the positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me on the phone this morning is the, I guess, founder, owner, creator, visionary behind Wild Scoops Ice Cream. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining me this morning. I'm super excited for this interview and to learn more about your product and your business and how it all got started. I always like to start the show by asking my guests to tell me a little bit about themselves, starting with how you got to Alaska and how you ended up in this kind of agriculture-related business, this food business. So tell us more.
Oh, great. Well, the two are definitely intertwined. My background is more actually in experiential education. I used to be working as a middle school science teacher.
Okay.
Spanish also. And I had done a bunch of traveling, teaching hands-on learning and how students could develop a sense of place and a connection to their land, which I think is something that I try to do now also with ice cream, find ways to have flavors, help people develop a sense of place and connection to the land. But at the time, I was teaching in North Carolina, and I had started making ice cream as a hobby and soon had so much, so it was filling the freezer, so I started hosting these tastings where people would come, try all the quirky local seasonal flavors, and I saw how it could be such a community builder, and that always stuck with me. And one of the early attendants at these tastings was Chris, who would later become my boyfriend and then husband and business partner.
Okay.
And he had been living in Alaska for 7 years before, and after he finished his grad school program, he knew he wanted to move back. So I sort of got lured to come to Alaska with him, and once I got here, I just could find no great local ice cream, and
right.
This notion of how it's just this awesome blank palette for stories always stuck with me. So I just started doing the work to make it happen, and that was about 4 years ago now.
Okay, very good. So it's not as though you grew up dreaming of being an ice cream maker. It just kind of came along with your experiences, etc.
Yeah, although I since have found all these photos of me as a youngin, you know, with one of the hand crank ice cream machines, and I'd always made a bunch of ice cream, and I always loved building community through food, but I never knew I would be doing it full-time.
Yeah,
in the career.
Very good. And any sort of agriculture background at all?
I've volunteered on little farms here and there, and I've been a farmer's market frequenter since I was really young, and it's always been a scene that I've loved and have loved even more so over the last year than we've been able to sell at farmers markets and meet all the vendors and all the farmers and use their produce in our ice cream.
Yeah. Man, there's just like a gazillion questions running through my head. I don't even know where to start. But since you mentioned farmers market, is it fair to say that Wild Scoops Ice Cream got their start at a farmers market? Is that really how it came about? Or was that just where you started selling at first?
No, it is so fair to say that, both are true. We started selling at the South Anchorage Farmers Market in late May of 2015.
Okay.
And we had always sort of known that we wanted to start selling at a farmers market. I think because our flavors were so rooted in local ingredients and our vision was so tied with developing these connections with other local producers. So it just seemed like a natural fit. Also, the people who attend farmers markets love the sense of community that comes with it. And we were unsure of how it would be received, so it was a way to start small with a little pop-up booth and test the waters. And we've just been so overwhelmed and overjoyed with the reception and the sense of community that has come with selling at the markets.
Absolutely.
And we've been at that same... Yeah, we've been at that same market every year since, and we were at the APU Farmers Market for a few years in the very beginning, and also the Fire Island Community Market the last 2 years.
Yeah, Very good. So let's jump into the ice cream itself then. And because for folks, if they haven't tried it, it's just fabulous product. And I think that you are kind of known for using local products. But how much of the ingredients are, let's just jump into that a little bit. Like how much of the products that go into your ice cream are you able to source local, or what else are you looking for? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes. So in terms of our add-ins, basically everything other than the fundamentals, I would say the vast majority are local. We always have fun at farmers markets going around from booth to booth and seeing how many of them we can incorporate into a flavor. So as a result, we've done everything using things from pumpkin to beets to carrots to thyme to mint to basil, to cranberries, currants, blueberries, lots of rhubarb, zucchini, and then other products like honey or locally roasted coffee or locally brewed beers or kombucha or cider. When we actually got our very start, we were using local dairy as well,
right,
from Havermeister Dairy in the Valley.
Yep.
But then unfortunately, as we grew and went into our first winter, we weren't able to continue getting enough and a consistent enough product. So for right now, we source our dairy as locally as we're able to meet demand in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Like sugar is not local, and things like coconut milk is not local.
Sure.
And we found that Alaskans, I mean, they do have an appetite for some of these tropical flavors. So, you know, we'll do some mango and banana to keep everybody happy. But really our passion is being able to do the flavors like sage crowberry or birch brittle,
yeah,
or things that are so Alaskan, or pumpkin gingerbread using local Alaskan pumpkins.
Yeah, incredible. So, yeah, I think that's a key point, that if you were able to source the amount of dairy product that you needed, you absolutely would use it. And I think that's just, I think that speaks to the industry right now, that our dairy industry has struggled a little bit. And there's been a little bit of a resurgence, some more interest in raw milk production and goat milk production and some other aspects. But yeah, having to source outside is just one of those factors of Alaskan agriculture right now.
Yeah, and I think we strive towards a balance. Certainly also with the dairy industry, there are a lot of regulations relating to pasteurization. But for us, we always try to find a balance of the ingredients.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a quick reminder to folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I am your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me on the phone this morning is Alyssa from Wild Scoops Ice Cream, based in Anchorage. So before I forget, let's jump into some of the specifics. If folks haven't ever had your ice cream before, where can they find out more and where can they eat it? In addition to the South Anchorage Farmers Market, of course, which is closed now for the season. But next summer, of course, I hope that folks will still be able to find you there.
So do we. So the best place to get information is through our website, which is wildscoops.com. And that has a bit about our story and where to find us and some current offerings. We do have a cute little downtown scoop shop that is at 429 East Street, right between Fat Ptarmigan and Hard Rock Cafe. It does close for November, but besides that, it's open year-round.
Okay.
And we have our test kitchen, which is at 636 East 15th, the corner of Gamble and 15th, which is where we make everything.
Okay.
And we do have some exciting expansion updates in the works that will be revealed over the next weeks. So listeners, do stay tuned. We're really excited about these.
Oh, good. That's exciting. So the test kitchen, is that something that people can stop in and check out? Can you try samples there? If they want to eat the ice cream, do they need to go to the downtown location?
For a true scoop or homemade waffle cone or baked Alaska experience, the downtown scoop shop will be a better bet. But the test kitchen is really neat because it's where the magic all happens. So we do have open hours on Thursdays from 4 to 6:30, where people can come by, sample everything that we have in stock, and buy some pre-packed pints or sandwiches. And sometimes we have little samples out.
Yeah.
And I should mention, we do also have pints available at Alyeska Resort and La Bodega and Summit Spice and Tea, and some sandwiches at Hearth and South, and cinnamon ice cream at Bear Tooth.
Oh, okay.
So I'm so thrilled to partner with these local restaurants and businesses.
Yeah, we need to get you expanded out here to the valley so some of our Palmer residents can get a taste for that ice cream. It seems like maybe you had a tasting event out here once. But maybe my mind is just crossing wires. But I thought maybe I had seen you guys out in the valley once. But am I losing my mind?
We've sold ice cream to some people who've hosted parties and whatnot in the valley.
Yeah.
In the summer, it's our production schedule is so crazy. So we've been we're always looking for ways to expand and be able to get the ice cream out to people in the valley or other places around the state. It's on our radar.
Yeah. Good. Good. And so in that regard, you mentioned parties and special events and things like that. Is that something that you guys can accommodate if someone wanted to have your ice cream at one of their events? Is that something that you guys do?
Yes, with enough notice, it's something we love to do. I actually had ice cream at my own wedding a year ago, and our guests from out of town still talk about it. And it's been fun to do ice cream at other people's weddings this past summer. So people can, if they're interested, inquire through the website, and we're happy to work with you to try to arrange the perfect ice cream for your celebration.
I love it. And what is the right amount of time, advance notice? How much do you need?
You know, people are already contacting us about next summer for big events like weddings.
Okay.
So it's never too much notice.
Okay.
But it sort of depends how elaborate of a setup people want. Several weeks is usually helpful. And if it's a bigger thing, then a month is awesome or more, just to get everything on the production schedule and staffing.
Yeah, very good. I get the sense that, and this is a completely foreign topic to me. I when you mentioned that you had a photo of yourself as a child with a hand crank ice cream machine, like all I can remember about making ice cream myself is one of those funky ball things that you would put milk and ice cream and flavor in and kick it around, and it never actually turned into ice cream. So I myself have never made ice cream before. So let's talk to listeners a little bit about what is the standard ingredients for ice cream and how is it made? Like what makes ice cream?
Ah, such a great question. So at the heart of it, ice cream, and speaking now of the dairy variety, because also there are non-dairy frozen option.
Sure.
So it starts with some kind of milk cream combo, depending on how rich and sort of fatty you want the ice cream to be at the end. Some sweetener, so we use cane sugar, which is a pretty typical option. Some flavoring, which could be anything from beet puree to vanilla extract to mashed blueberries. And then air. And air is a sort of a crucial ingredient because without it, you just have like a frozen ice cube, but too much air, and then it tastes like sort of too fluffy and it's not substantial enough. So it's about striking that balance. So we'll mix the combo of the dairy, the sugar, any flavorings, use a little pinch of sea salt together. Often we'll let flavors steep overnight. Right now we're making some fresh mint in our kitchen, and after washing the leaves and blending it all together, we just let it sit in the fridge to let the flavors infuse. And then we'll pour it into the ice cream maker. And there are so many different ice cream makers out there. And after my early childhood days, then I got my real start in the last decade using one of the standard Cuisinart home models, where there's a canister that you'll stick in the freezer overnight to get really cold, and then you'll stick it on the counter in this contraption with a dasher in the center. And once you pour the ice cream in, the mix of the spinning, the dasher scraping the frozen mixture off the sides, and the freezing of the sidewalls at the same time ends up making this delightful, frozen, creamy, milky convection over the course of 20 minutes or so. And then that's it. And then sometimes when you are taking it out of the machine, you'll throw in some baked goods or some crunchy candied nuts or some kind of swirl of a local jam or caramel. And then it will be a soft serve consistency, so you could enjoy it then or stick it in a freezer for another 4 hours or so to get to a more traditional scooping consistency.
Okay.
That you enjoy.
Yeah, man, my mouth is watering. I need some ice cream stat. So people are used to, going to the grocery store and buying a half a gallon of ice cream at a time or more. And in these, from companies that are making probably huge vats of ice cream at a time. But I've been in your scoop shop in downtown Anchorage, and I notice how often the flavors change there. And so I get the impression that you guys are on a much smaller scale and really kind of highlighting that small batch feel of, local flavors, et cetera, but really changing it up quite regularly. So compared to, other ice cream creators out in the world, can you talk about the scale or the batch size, et cetera, what you guys are doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're totally right. Compared to some of these monstrously large corporations making ice cream, ours are just a fraction of the size, the batch size. We will make about 3 to 5 gallons at once of a specific flavor, and that will take about 12 minutes in the machine. And so what we're doing is sort of this new wave of ice cream that's cropping up in the last 5 or 10 years or so across the U.S. of small batch craft ice cream makers, or sometimes we call ourselves micro creameries, because it is such a small scale. I mean, our current kitchen is about 700 square feet, and we do it all in the one ice cream maker. And it's really neat because it allows us to treat the process really like a craft. And there's a little science, a little art.
Absolutely.
All of that mixed together, lots of creativity, but it allows us to play around with ingredients that might be more expensive or harder to get, or to do processes that could be trickier or too overwhelming for huge batch sizes, where you're doing just hundreds of gallons at a time and just continuously freezing and churning and having machines pack it into tubs and trays and pints. But in contrast, we're able to, play around with making the potato chip toffee with local potato chips and test things out and refine as we go. There's just a lot of heart that goes into each batch.
Yeah. Well, and I think that similar to our, craft brewing industry and the craft distilling that's taking place in Alaska now, you're able to utilize Alaska-grown products that the big guys can't, because oftentimes those Alaska-grown inputs are only available in the smaller quantities, and that's just right for you. But for, the bigger guy, whether he's making beer or alcohol or ice cream, he needs, mass quantities, and it doesn't pencil out. But obviously for you guys, it works.
Yeah, you're definitely right. And I think it also allows us to get things that are truly seasonal.
Sure.
And that's why our blueberry flavor came so late this year. Like, we only got the local blueberries just in the last 2 weeks. And everyone's like, oh, we want blueberry now. But it's like, oh, it's just not in season yet. But we do have rhubarb. Rhubarb's in season. And sort of rotating. And then there were some pumpkins and beets. And it lets people see what is growing in a particular time of year and appreciate that, and appreciate it more because maybe you can't get some of those flavors at other times of the year when they're just not growing. But as a result, on the flip side, you can get the local coffees at that time of year, or the local stouts and the chocolates. And people love the rotating of flavors. I think if we had the same 10 flavors all the time, it would certainly be easy production-wise, but it would just be boring for everybody.
I agree. Well, another quick reminder to folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me on the call this morning is Alyssa from Wild Scoops Ice Cream in Anchorage. So let's get into some of those flavors a little bit. I'm going to ask you some, not trick questions, but make you think a little bit. Yeah. What would you say is like the kind of craziest flavor that you've tried, maybe one that didn't work? Like, have you ever made a creation with a local ingredient and it just did not end up being what you thought it would be?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. One of the ones that comes to mind, and this was not the fault of the local ingredient at all, because really, I feel like most things, even if they aren't super popular flavors, they still have some people who love them so much. Like,
yeah,
when we did a fig and fennel flavor last fall with local fennel, a lot of people didn't like it, but a lot of people loved it.
Oh, okay.
And the same with any savory herb, like basil has, like, we don't sell as much of it as maybe even in Oreos and cream sometimes, but the people who like it feel really passionately about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, the one that was sort of a flop was we were trying to make a blueberry pancake flavor. So we had little bits of blueberry jam in it that were delicious and local. But then we were trying to, like, mimic the pancake essence with some kind of butter essence, and it just tasted like too artificial and gross in the end. And I mean, there was some maple syrup in it, but in the end we had to go back to the drawing board on that one. It just sort of tasted, it reminded us of like movie popcorn with little bits of blueberries.
And so remind us how many different flavors do you typically have on hand at the Scoop Shop in Anchorage?
At the Scoop Shop, we have 10 that we're scooping at any given point, and one is always dairy-free.
Okay.
Usually one is vanilla, one is chocolate, and one of our other year-round classics is called Sitka Swirl, and it's a sweet cream base with a homemade salted caramel where we use sea salt from Sitka, from Alaska Pure Sea Salt Company.
Yeah. So then the other 6-ish flavors are kind of constantly on rotation and seasonal.
Yeah.
And does every flavor that you use or that you create always include a local ingredient, or do you sometimes just make something that's, you know, completely outside product?
I would say we sometimes make things that are completely outside product. Sometimes, like for instance, we have this one flavor, Fruity Pebbles, in my mind, it balances out the Alaska birch brittle. But and part of me is always pained that, you know, it isn't local and it's not, it's like a childhood rainbow cereal flavor.
Yeah.
But that's like one of the most popular ones. So I think even though we love to highlight the local ingredients, we recognize that it can be fun for Alaskans who are surrounded by local ingredients all the time to also just have some good quality Oreos and cream ice cream or peanut butter and fudge when they want it.
Absolutely. And do you have like a hands down most popular flavor that is, you know, you have to have it all the time because it's in high demand?
So I would say Sitka Swirl is one of those. I think it's just so elegant and so simple, and there are no major allergens in it, I guess, besides milk. So people who can't have gluten or can't have nuts can still love it.
Yeah.
But this summer, we're making so much of for a limited time was actually a fun collaboration that we did with the Great Land Trust.
Right.
And it was called S'more Wild, and it was a toasted marshmallow base with bits of homemade graham crackers and bits of salted chocolate ganache using some Chugach chocolate, local chocolate.
Yeah. Yum. And didn't you have a collaboration going with Great Land Trust where, like, a portion of proceeds from that ice cream was donated back to them?
Oh, yeah. So basically for that one, we did it as a sort of mutual awareness raising, and then we donate to them for their fundraisers.
Yeah, awesome. We're obviously big partners with Great Land Trust. The last property that we both secured was working together, so that's always cool to see Great Land Trust kind of, you know, getting creative with the way they're raising awareness about the work that all of us are doing. Well, another question that I always like to ask my guests, and you kind of alluded to this a little bit, so you can tell us as much as you want, but if you put on your magic glasses or look into your crystal ball and imagine Wild Scoops 5 years from now, what are you hoping for? What is the plan?
Ooh, such a good question. Well, I guess the first thing I would say is the things that I hope are the same, even down the line, 5 years or even more, 10, 15, 20, which is that I hope we can, and I see through my glasses, you know, that we would continue to have this same sense of attention to detail, of love for working with small local producers, of a sense of storytelling that comes with each flavor, and just the art and craft that goes into each flavor, regardless of how many gallons we are making. I would love to see us continue a lot of our different forms of community outreach. Like, we've done a program where we've gone into local schools and worked with students to create flavors and talk about ice cream science and the process of creating flavors. And I would love to see even more connections with local schools or local groups, and continuing to work with even expanding our network of people and businesses that we work with. Just like every new business that pops up is a chance to incorporate some new ingredient into flavors. And right now we just have our little downtown scoop shop and the test kitchen where we make everything. So we hope to have a bit of an expanded presence as well.
Yeah.
By that time down the line. So it's easier for people to, locals to come to the shop and find parking.
Right. Yeah. It's science fair season in my household. I've got a kiddo in elementary school. Yeah. And as you were talking about this, I was thinking, maybe making ice cream could be a science fair project next year. Much more exciting than hopefully my 8-year-old's not listening. It was a fun science fair project this year, but I think experimenting with ice cream would be more fun next year.
You have to keep it in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Take a minute and remind folks your website and your hours of the scoop shop in downtown Anchorage before we run out of time.
Certainly. So you can find all kinds of information through our website, which is wildscoops.com. And our little scoop shop downtown is at 429 East Street. And we just entered our winter hours, so we open at noon and close at 9 p.m. from Tuesday through Sunday.
Okay.
And we do always close for November as a chance to deep clean, travel, rejuvenate, brainstorm plans for the future. So that'll be 1 month where people should visit our wholesale suppliers, our friends around town at La Bodega, Summit Spice and Tea, Alyeska Resort, Hearth Out, Beartooth, because they will continue having delicious wild scoops. And then we'll be back in December with some fun holiday flavors up our sleeves.
Oh, perfect. I love it. And I love that you take November off, because that's a very popular month for farmers to take off too. So it's kind of fitting that while they're off to Hawaii and, you know, getting their vitamin D for the year, that you guys are doing that too. I like that. One more kind of question for you. What is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Oh, my goodness. That's a hard one. It really depends on my mood, the season, how thirsty I am at the time. Because sometimes when I'm thirstier, I'll state one of our sorbets as being my favorite. But one flavor I really love always, I have so many favorites. One of my all-time favorites is Yukon Gold. It's one of our classics. It's a sweet cream base with a rich, fudgy ripple throughout, and then bits of homemade potato chip toffee where we use local potato chips from Alaska Chip Company.
Yeah.
So that one, we have it a lot, so I go back to it again and again. But we also have this one called Ginger O Snap that is coming up in the winter season. I'm such a fan of ginger, so it's a spicy ginger base with little bits of molasses gingerbread cookie dough inside it. Sometimes we put some dark chocolate flecks as well.
Man. Again, mouth is watering. And, you know, it just occurred to me that I'm headed into Anchorage this evening to catch a plane. So I might have to swing by the scoop shop on my way to the airport.
So, perfect.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Alyssa, on this edition of Ag Matters Radio. It's been a pleasure to learn more about Wild Scoops and your commitment to local products. And thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Have a great day.
You as well.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit, of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.